I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Crossroads Prison Ministries recently sent a team to reach a prison in northern Kenya with the gospel. Crossroads' Jefferson Gathu says on the way, their team came in the crossfire between tribal Al-Shabaab militants. Thankfully, they made it to the prison unscathed.
It was amazing when they received us. They told us that they are lucky to have us because nobody wants to go to those prisons because they fear for their life. But we told them that God have sent us, and we went and shared with them.
About 100 inmates came to know Jesus. Please pray for their discipleship. On another note, Sunday is the first ever International Day of Sign Languages. Rob Myers of Christian Deaf Ministry, Door International.
There's an estimated 350 sign languages around the world, and every single one of them represents a deaf community where that is their primary or their first language, their heart language. Only 26 right now out of those 350 sign languages have any sort of authorized published scripture.
Please pray for the 68 million unreached deaf people worldwide. You're listening to Mission Network News. And fighting has become the status quo in eastern Ukraine. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock.
Every week there'll be artillery fire. Every week there will be challenges and suffering. By example, if you get hungry in eastern Ukraine, I'm told time and time again that even if you had money, you would have nowhere to go to spend it.
However, SGA-supported churches help alleviate physical pain through the Crisis Evangelism Fund. It's opening doors for the gospel. Find your place in the story and how to pray at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.